You're holding Daf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph. The Mishnah, Yesh Bekorbonis Yochid, Shem Bekorbonis Tzibur. There are some things special about a Korban Yochid that a private person brings over a Korban Tzibur. But Yesh Bekorbonis HaTzibur, Shem Bekorbonis Yochid. There are certain things special about a Korban that's brought for the Tzibur over a Korban Yochid. Now, Shekorbonis HaYochid Oysin Tmura. When a Yochid brings a Korban, the Loch Riz, he could make a Tmura, the owner could make Tmura, like we had before, the Mitzchaper can make Tmura. But the Yen Korbonis HaTzibur isn't Tmura. But a Korban that belongs to the Tzibur, there's no Halach of Tmura. That we had before, only from a Postek, who? Only a Korban Yochid, not a Korban Tzibur. The Yen Korbonis HaTzibur isn't Tmura. Now, Korbonis HaYochid Noegois, Bein Biskorim, Bein Benkevis. There are a lot of Korbonis, a Yochid, that can be brought either from a Zohar or from an Akeva. But the Korbonis HaTzibur ain't noigim ela b'schorim. The Korban Tzibur though could only be brought from a Zohar, not from an Akeva. Like Rashi says, because the Reuben Eilis, most of the Korban Tzibur is a Korban Eilo, and the Eilis is always only a Zohar. And the only time a Shlomim is brought for Tzibur is only the Kivtzei Atzeres on Shuas, which also comes from a Zohar. Now, Korbonis HaYochid Chayovim B'Yachri Yoson or the Achrayis Nizkayim. If a Yochid has a chiv to bring a korban, he has an achrayis on it. Even something happens to it. If he misses it today, he has to bring it tomorrow. He has a chiv to bring the korban, he has an achrayis. But what did not niskayim? He has to bring the nesochim of it. The mincha and the yayin, he has to bring. But the korbanos ha-tzibur ein chayovim b'achriusim. There's no chiv achrayis in the korban tzibur. Meaning to say, a korban is supposed to be brought on yomtiv, to musafim, could only be brought today. If you missed it today, over yomai, both a korbanai. If you didn't bring it on the right day on Yom Tov, you cannot bring it tomorrow. So you're not chayim b'achrayis of a korban tzibur. And v'loy b'achrayis niskayim, the same thing. You don't have to bring the nesachim either. After Yom Tov, it's too late, you can't bring the nesachim. If you did not bring the korban, you cannot bring the nesachim either afterwards. Avul chayovim b'achrayis niskayim, misha korb hazevach. But let's say you did bring the korban tzibur on the right day, whatever it is on Yom Tov, on Yom Kippur, if you brought the korban tzibur on the right day, then the nesachim of that korban, the mincha, the yayin, you could even bring afterwards. Then you do have a chiyuv achrayis. Now, yesh b'kabonas hatzibur, ma'ashem b'kabonas ha-yochid. There's something special about a korban tzibur that you do not have by korban yochid. She kabonas hatzibur, doichin es ha-shabes v'yes ha-tumah. That the korban tzibur has a day when it has to be brought, even though that day is Shabbos, though you could bring it on Shabbos. Is doichin Shabbos? And v'yesa tuma, even though rova the tzibur is tame, still tuma is hutra b'tzibur, that a korban tzibur could be brought b'tuma. The korban is yochid, einem doichin nor shabbos v'yesa tuma, but a korban yochid, you can never bring it on Shabbos, it's not doichin Shabbos, and no one did, not if you're tame, if the korban is tame, the korban is tame, you cannot bring a korban yochid b'tuma. Rabbi Meir, Meir says back, v'haloi chavite koyin gadol. That the Kohen Gadol has to bring a special mincha twice a day, called the Chavite Kohen Gadol. Or Parsha Yom HaKippur, that the Kohen Gadol brings his own special private par on Yom Kippur. These two are called Korbanos HaYochid, it's a Korban of a Kohen Gadol, it's his Korban Yochid. And still, the Doichin is a Shabbos Besa Tumma. That these things are Doichin Shabbos and Tumma. And the Klal is Elisha Zman HaKvua, it depends. If it's a Zman HaKvua, it has to be brought that day, so even though it's Shabbos, also could be Doichin. Rashi says, like the reason of a korban tzibur is not because it's a korban tzibur, but there's a zman, a time when it has to be brought, and therefore, if you missed the time, you can't make up for it. Therefore, it's doicha Shabbos and tumur also. So even a korban yochid also, there'll be a zman kavu when it has to be brought, like the power of a kohen gadol. So it could even be doicha Shabbos and the tumur. And the opposite way, according to Rabbi Meir, there could be some Korbanos Tzibur that's like a par helam dover shal Tzibur, or as a seer avodas zara, the Tzibur the worship of the avodas zara, that has to bring a korban Tzibur. Still, it's not doicha Shabbos, not tumah, because even though it's a korban Tzibur, it does not have a zman kavua. So that's what Rabbi Meir is saying. It's totally all in being a zman kavua. So the Gemara says, korban yochid oisit tmura. Korban yochid makes tmura. So Gemara says, Oklolu, is this really a klal? Varei oifis. There's a parsha of an oif. The korban yochid. It's a korban yochid, a knife. And v'yoynes a tmur, you can't make tmur. The pasuk says the behema, mash only a behema, not a knife, even though it's a korban yochid. Smur says einachnami ki katoni. What the mishnah meant to say by korban yochid, the behema katoni. The mishnah meant to say all behemas of a korban yochid is you could make tmur. For the moreover, vaharei vlad, the vlad of a korban, we have a korban shlomim, and then it gives birth to a vlad. So talakaman, the mishnah says it does not make tmur. For a vlad, the korban yochidu, v'yei noisa tmura, still you cannot make tmura. Samar says, no, al mishnir, homani reb yudi, al mishnir goes according to reb yudi shita. The yom that he holds, ha vlad oisa tmura, that the vlad of a korban could also make tmura. Samar still asks, v'are tmura atzma, once you made tmura, so this korban that has a din tmura on it, the korban yochidi, it's a korban yochid, let's say it made the korban, the tmura, or for korban shlomim, so lachar is this tmur also has lachar like a shlomim now. It's a korban yochid of a shlomim. And the klal is, v'yein tmur, I said tmur like we had before. One tmur cannot make another tmur. So how could the Mishnah say all korban yochid makes tmur? So Mara says, no, ki katoni, when the Mishnah meant to say a korban yochid makes tmur, it means bi'ika zvicha katoni. With the ika, Rashi says, means hegdish rishon, the first korban that you are makdish, that one makes tmur. So Mara says, if so, hashtra the yosli hochi, once you come onto this teretz, Filu Tamer Rabban, even you want to say the Mishnah goes according to the Rabbanin, that a Vlad Kochim cannot make Tamura. Aye, the Mishnah says every Korban Yochid, the Teretz is, the Ika Zivcha Katona, the Mishnah is talking about the Ika, the Hegdis Rishon on the mother. We're not talking about the Hegdis Sheni of the Vlad. The Hegdis Sheni cannot make Tamura. Then it says in the Mishnah, Kabonis HaYochid in the Hegdis, Bein Bischar and Bein Medekavis. So how the meaner is, every korban yochid, you could bring from both, a zachar or an akeva. So Mar says, is this true, a klolu, is this a good klal, v'arei oila, a korban oila, the korban yochid, it's a korban yochid, v'zachar, it's only brought from a zachar, not from an akeva. Zachar rossi and akeva is liyasi, you can't bring an oila from an akeva. So Mar says, eko oila saif, there's oila saif, so by oifos, that could even be brought from nekevas. The tanya we learned, tamus v'zachar v'vehema. The cloud that you need a behemah tamo, not a balmum, or a zocha, not an akeva that was only said by behemoths. But v'yein tamos v'zichus b'yifus. By the parasha of oifus, here there's no alochem. Oifus could be brought even from the akeva, even from a balmum. So kitzer means oilas or oif. That's brought from an akeva. For the more still, v'rei chattis, the korban yochidi, a yochid brings a chattis. When the keva asya, zocher liyasya, chattis is just the opposite. The chattis is only from the keva, not from a zocher. So Mar says, yes, so iko soya nosi. There's the soya that the nosi has to bring. The melech has to bring, if he did a chet, he brings a special soya, which is a korban chattis. The maisi zocher, he could bring a zocher. So there is a case that a zocher could be brought for korban chattis, even a yochid. For the marayv, iko oshim, there's a korban oshim. Yochid, a Oshim Yochid, the Zocher, Asi, the Kevel Oyasi, Oshim can only be brought from a Zocher. Rashi says, the Kevis Oyayoksiv Bey, for Loy Kivso. So how can the Mishnah say every Korban Yochid comes even from the Kevis? So Morin says, Kikamri Rabbonon, Korban Dishavia Bein Biyochid Bein Betziba. When is the Mishnah talking about a Korban that's the same type, a Yochid and a Tziba, a Korban that could be brought with a Tziba? When it's brought by Yochid, then it comes both a Zocher and a Keva. But Oshem, a Korban Oshem, that the Yochid Issa B'tziba, lest there's no such Korban Oshem of a Tziba, that the Mishnah is not talking about. Even though it only comes from the Keva, the Mishnah is not talking, even though it's a Korban Yochid that only comes from the Keva, the Mishnah is not talking about that Korban Yochid. The boy say another thing else could be, Mikatoni, does the Mishnah say, Kol Korbanos, that every Korban Yochid could be brought from both the Zocher and the Keva? The Mishnah just means to say, Yesh b'Korbanos Katoni, there are from a Korban Yochid that could be brought some from Zocher, from the Keva. O Maniyu Shlomim, there are some of them. There's a Korban Shlomim, which is a Korban Yochid, which could be brought from either a Zocher and a Keva. V'Yiboy Nekeva Maisi, V'Yiboy Zocher Maisi. But not that it meant to say every Korban Yochid could be brought from both. That means there are some of them that could be brought from both. Mashenka the Korban Tziva, there's no Korban Tziva that could be brought from both a Zocher and a Nekeva. But then the Mishnah says, Korbanos Yochid, Chayovim Bachriyusan. Mashenka the Korban Tziva, Yinat Chayi Bachriyusan. So, Minoh and Emilia, how do we know to say like this, that a Korban Tziva, Yinat Chayi Bachriyusan? How do you know this? The Tanur Rabbanan went like this. The Pasuk says, Dvar Yoim, it says, Malamit Shekolayim Kashulu Musafim. Says this pasuk by Korban Musaf, that's a Korban Tzibur, that you can bring in any time of the day. Then the pasuk says, Devayim Biyoimoi, what's the extra word, Biyoimoi? Malamit comes to teach us, Shemover Hayoim, Vlohevion, Enechayim Bechuyusan. Only that day you can bring a Korban Musaf. But once it passes by that day, you cannot bring the Korban Musaf anymore. It's a dinner that day, that's Biyoimoi, only that one day. If it's on Yom Tov, whatever it is, Yom Tov, Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos, that day the Musaf has to be brought. Yochel, I would have thought to say, Lo Yechaye Bach Yusan, Nizkeyem, V'yafo Pi Shekor Vazevach. If so, maybe even on the side you brought the Korban Musaf on the right day, but you do not bring the Nesachim, maybe still there's no Chiyav Achrayis, maybe Biyoima goes upon the Nesachim also. And now Mishnah says, no, that if you did bring the Korban on the right day, the Musaf, then the Nesachim you have a Chiyav to bring even later. How do we know this? Talmud Lema, the pasuk says, Min Chosim V'Nizkeyem. And we darshin balaila, you could even bring the menachos or the nesachim at night time. Even though the actual akrov of the korban, the shchit and the zrik has to be done by day, but the menachos of it, the nesachim, could be brought by night time. We also darshin min chosav and iskeim lamachr, could even bring it tomorrow also. So even though the korban was brought today, the nesachim could be brought tomorrow. And it's talking about a korban sibra over here. Rashi says it means in korv hakorban bezmanoi v'filu mekan v'arasor yamim uliyelam. You could even bring it later, whenever you want. You could bring it. Rashi says not whenever you want. It means only b'loyin is damned loy if you didn't have it. Avad, if you have the nesachim, the mitzvah to bring it right away. Just on the case something happened, they did not have any nesachim or menachos around, they could still bring it whenever they want afterwards, as long as they brought the korban b'yomai. Rash Lakish on Rash Lakish says m'hoch. I learned out the drasha from this pasuk. It says milvad shav sois Hashem. So Mavad Shapsis Hashem, Rashi says, Dochiksiv, Zebach and the Sochan of Ayoim Biyoimoi, Mavad Shapsis Hashem, Mumisham Dashinan Smuchim, with Dashin Smuchim over here, that Vayoim Biyoimoi means Hikrav Nesochim, Mavad Oysis Shashabosis. Only on Shabbos you came with Nesochim. But in Yom Tovacha Shabbos, who are Korv Nesochim Kabinoisov, Vikrin Eskem Shashachta Esmo, for Hikrav. That you could bring a Shabbos Hashem means only on Shabbos you can't bring in a Sochim from yesterday. But let's say today is Shabbos and tomorrow is Yom Tov, and you forgot to bring today's Nesachim, even though, in the case where you brought today's Korban, the Musaf today, just you forgot to bring the Nesachim, you could even bring it tomorrow also. So here we see that the Nesachim could be brought even later on, as long as the Korban itself, this Korban Tziva, was brought bizmanai. Now the Gemara says, we need both drushes from Dvayoyim B'yoyim and Shabbos Hashem. Dikos Rachamono Movad Shapses Hashem. Habimin, I would have thought to say Biyoimin no Balaila Loi. You could only bring the Mincha and the Sochim Biyoim. Just like the Korban itself was only brought Biyoim, so maybe the Menachas and the Sochim was also only brought Biyoim. On Makra, the Postik says no, Minchosnov and his Kant to Darshin, that even Balaila also. Now, Vikos Rachamono III would have just written, Vikos Rachamono Minchosnov and his Kayim, Voloi Kosov Malvad Shapses Hashem. It wouldn't have written Malvad Shapses Hashem. Have I mean, I would have thought to say, Balaila in via Mamaloi, only that night, the night that you brought the Korban, that night you could still bring the Menachos or the Nesachim. Maybe the next day not. So, Kamash Malon, Milvat Shavs Hashem, that even tomorrow you could bring it. And once you can bring it tomorrow, it means from now on, you could still bring it. Samur says, Umayish, not like, what's the swar? Why should I make a chilik? Why would I think only at night time? Yes, the Kurus after the day of the Korban. So one to say that night you could bring it, also within the same thing, it should be the next day also. Someone says, no, the swear would have been, Mishum de Bekodishim, the klal is by Kodshim, that Laila Horlach Achrayim, by Kodshim, the klal is that the Laila goes after the day. So therefore, I need another Pasuk. Now it's one Pasuk where I would have thought to say, because of Niskayim, that not only that day you brought the Korban, you bring the Mincham, but even the night afterwards. And the klal is, because by Kodshim, the night after goes after that day. Like we always find by Chilas Kodshim, you light it one day. One day means that day and it's night. It's only the next morning that it becomes noiser. So by Kodshim, the night goes after the day. So I would have thought only that night you could still eat it, because it's not called a new day yet. But the next morning that's called a new day even for Kodshim, maybe then you can't bring the Nesachim. That's when in the Pasuk, Mavad Shapses Hashem, that even the next day still you can bring the Nesachim. Now the Gemara asks the question, is it true? When the Nesachim mikorvi balayla, is it true that the Nesachim be brought by night time? I've got tonight to learn like this. Ein liyela, the price that says, Ein liyela dvorim shedak nekolo balayla, only things that are there to be brought at night time. Rashi says this Torah's Kahan in this Pasuk, Piyakro Kori Dechiv, Hi Yo'ilu Al Moita Al Mizvel Kol Alayla, She Yei Noisnin Mivoy Hashem Mishu Masachlan Kol Alayla. That a korban oil that was brought that day, the pieces of meat and the fat that have to be burned, they could even put it on the mizbech at night time to be burning that whole night. So again, what's now learning like this? Ainly yellow, that dvorim shadak in the korban balayla, things that are there to burn at night time, you could even put it on the mizbech at night time. Could go in like the evorim updorim, shemagrivim mevoy hashemis, that the evorim, the pieces of meat and the fats of the korban oil, you could bring it and put it first on the mizbeach, mevoy hashemis, you have to shki at night time. And it goes and burns, it gets eaten up the whole night. But what about dvorim shadak in the korban bayoyim, things that are only supposed to be brought by daytime, kagoyin hakoymetz mincha, halavoyna, burning the mincha, the minchas nesachim also, the mincha and the yayin, shemadam avoy hashemish, and that also you could put it on the mizbeach after shkia. So Moriah says, no, it's not true. Mevoy Hashemesh Sakadaitach, after Shki, could you put it on the Mizbeach? Riyamit, you just got finished saying that Dvorim Shadark on the Korah Bayoim, Ninu. These are things that are supposed to be put on the Mizbeach Bayoim, means before Shkia. So how could you say the Menachos and the Sakhim, you put after Shkia? Elder rather, the Bryce means to say, Imbo Hashemesh, means right before Shkia, when the sun starts to go down, you could still put it on the Mizbeach. Sheh Misach Lavoch and Kol Alayla. Because that's the chiddush, it does not have to be burnt up at the yom, it could still be burning and finishing up, even at night time, as long as it was put on the mizbeach, mibayit yom, before shkia. Is minayin, how do we know this? Talmud Lema, the pasuk says, zois teres oila ribui, is ribui to say, that not only the korban oila could be burning at night, but even the menachos and the nesachim, that the derech to start at the yom, it could still be burning at night time. What did we learn in this brayso? That nesachim bayoyim, that nesachim it's a derech to bring it only by daytime. Mashmi cannot bring it balayla. The way dashing now minchosov in this came is even balayla also. And here it's a mashmi. No, the menachos is called something that's darkened to be brought bayoyim only bayoyim before shkia. You have to put it on the mizbeach, not afterwards. So Gemara says, Omar Rami bar Choma lekasha. There's no stira. Kan li kadesh, kan li korv. Enechanami. Kanli Kaddish, Rashi says it means Balayla. If you want to, you could be Mekaddish, the Mincha, the Nesachim at night time. If Nitno Beklishor, put into a Klishoris, Kitchu, the Sula Nafkul Chulun doesn't become Chulun anymore. Av Mikro Lakorli Atayim, according to what we're saying right now in Echonami, you could only burn it at daytime, you could only put it on Mizbech at daytime, and not at night. So with Darshin now, Balayla Mikhosov in this case means you could be Makdish, the Mincha, the Nesachim at Balayla. The Enechonam is not a zman to put it on the Mizbeach at night. It has to be put on before Shkia. That's called Kanli Kodesh, Kanli Korov. On this, the Gemara says back, no, Omale Rav, Rav says back, E Miktas Kotshi, if you say it could be Makdashet Balaylam, then Kruve Mikrovo, you should also be able to, of course, start burning it also like a Tchila Balaylam. You can't make a difference. For Hatani, we learn like this, Zeh Klal, this is the general rule, that Kol ha-korv b'yoyim, anything that's supposed to be brought b'yoyim, and kiddush el b'yoyim, it's like by korbin, yeah, the shchit is supposed to be done b'yoyim, so then the kiddush is only supposed to be mekadesh the korbin, also b'yoyim. The kol ha-korv b'layla, anything that could be brought at night time, could be burnt at night time, is kiddush b'layla. You could make the kiddush also at layla, so you see it's totally zeb is there. Something that you could be mekadesh at night time, it's only because it could be burnt l'chatchil at night time also. What about something bein b'yoyim, bein b'layla? It could be marked, you could be marked with whether it's daytime or nighttime. So the same thing, the Kiddush has the same halacha, bein b'yoyim, bein b'layla. So you can't tell me there's a difference by the Nesachim that the Kiddush you could do at nighttime. But the Akrova not, that doesn't stem. With this brightest smash, no, they have the same halachas. Anything that could be brought by daytime, so the Kiddush also is dafka by daytime. So if the Minchas and the Nesachim tell them it could only be brought on the Mizbech b'yoyim, so the Kiddush also should only be b'yoyim. So again, it's a stira. So what you have to answer, rather, Elo Omer Rav Yosef, Sami Minchas Nesachim Haimas Nisan. From this verse, Brisa, that we learned, but none, Einli El Dvorm should darken the Korah B'laylam. But things that are darkened to be Korah B'yoyim, which you wanted to say, is a Menachas and Nesachim, take it out, that's not Pshat, Enechonami. It was right the way we're darshining now to say that the Menachas and Nesachim can be brought even B'laylam. It's not something that's called darkened to be brought B'yoyim. Take it out of that brisa. Now the Gemara says, Kisolik Rav Dimi. When Rav Dimi went up to Eretz Yisrael, Ashke Chelu Rav Yirmi. He found Rav Yirmiyah. The Yosef was sitting down. Olkom, he's saying over Mishmet Rav Yishua Ben Levi. The name of Rav Yishua Ben Levi. He was saying like this. Minayin, how do we know to say? Lenesochim Aboyim Mazebach. He was saying like this. Minayin, how do we know to say that Lenesochim Aboyim Mazebach, that when you bring the korban and then you bring the nesochim with it, shein krevim ela b'yoyim, that can only be brought for daytime. Tamlem, the pasuk says like this: ule niskeyem ule shamechem. So the hekeshia to nesochim to shlomim, that mar shlom, just like a korban shlomim b'yoyim, the akrov of it, the shrit and the zrikas we done b'yoyim, is af nesochim b'yoyim. Who are then the nesochim of the korban ostas to be brought b'yoyim? So Rashi says it means like this: Ima zevach means shemevi mima zevach vekitshon shchitas zevach. Means about the time when you shechted the korban, at that time you already had your mincha and the nesachim there. So then the shchitas korban was mekadish this mincha and the nesachim. To have it then ki zevach gufas at the zevach itself v'yeinim kravim elo b'yom. Then you can only bring it by yom. Therefore, it's no steward to the drasha we had before. When do we darshan before minchas and v'niskayim? Afilu b'layla. That means when you did not have the mincha around b'shash you made the shchit of the korban. So it wasn't kodesh then. So then the loch rej, you could bring it even at night time, even the next day. But if you have the mincha there b'shash you made the shchit on the korban, then echnami. That's this drasha to say, l'niskayim l'shalmechem, there's a hekesh that the nesachim is like the shlomim. So now there's no steward to the braisa before. The braisa before, you can leave in the way it says that the menachas and the nesachim is something that's korban b'yoyim, meaning to say, where it was around b'shash, you made the shchita on the korban, then it gets its kedusha with the shchita, and it has to be brought dafka b'yoyim, like the korban itself. So now, Reb Dimi said like this, Omar, Yashkechei, Techsiv Igrito, Shalchan el Reb Yosef, if I would find somebody that would take a letter back to Bavel to bring to Rabbi Yosef, I would write down this chiddush. I would tell him that now I know Pshan the Braisa before. You do not have to take out the words Menachos Nesachim from the Mishnah before. It's very good. Good. And if Lekash is no stira, can be Nesachim Aboyim Imazevach. That if you have the Nesachim, the Bishash, you made a Shechita on the Korbin, so it gets its Kedusha, Saguf, with the Shechita, then you have to bring it B'yoyim. That's what the Mishnah before is talking about. Kan, that the Widash, and even B'layim, even the next day, the Nesachim, Aboyim, if Niyatzman. If the Nesachim, the Mincha, was not around Bishash, you made a Shechita on the Korbin. So then you first bring it the next day at night time, therefore there's no Stira. So where is the questioner of Dimi? If you have a layigrita, if it have a letter, or somebody would take the letter, miyevshla lemishlecha, is it right? Does he have a right to write it down on a piece of paper and send it? I have omer Rab Abba, breidu Rab Chiya Bar Abba. I Rab Abba says over Rab Abba, the son of Rab Chiya Bar Abba, says like this, omer Rab Yechanan, name of Rab Yechanan, that koisvei halachis, people that write down halachis, means l'chur, it's Torah Shabbat Peh. And Torah Shabbat Peh, not allowed to write down. So somebody goes to write down these halachas, these chedushim of halachas, with your Torah Shabbat Peh, is kisarav ha-Torah. It's not much like you're burning a sefer Torah. And Rashi explains, because first of all, if it would be a dleker on Shabbos, so halachas you can't save it. So since you can't save it, it may get burnt. Or else Rashi says, l'shaasa l'shaasin k'suvim the Torah Shabbat Peh, you're not allowed to leave it alone. You're not allowed to leave it. So l'chur, it's like you're burning this. And the halamed mem, whoever learns from this ksav, and the toschar, you don't take reward for it. So Takasha, how is allowed to write down this chiddush on a piece of paper? Is Torah Shabbat Peh? Torah Shabbat Peh, you can't write down. So my answer is Dorish Reb Yehuda Ben Achmeni, mitogemine the Resh Lakish. He was the targum, he was the interpreter of Resh Lakish. He answered like this: that kosav echroim. One pasuk says ksayv luchas at devar meilom. You're supposed to write down these words. The kosav echroim. Another pasuk says, "Ki api advor melo." According to these words, so one says "ksav," write down, and one says "alpeh," mashma by mouth, not writing down. So I mean, this is not an answer. This is all still in answering, still explaining the question. So there are two pasukim here. One says "ksav," write down, and one says "alpeh advor" by mouth. Leimlo comes to teach us that dvorim shall peh terush shabal peh like the mora halachis iyat terushar liyermu b'ksav. You're not allowed to write it down on a piece of paper. B'ksav. The Shabbat Sav, but Torah Shabbat Sav, Al Chumish Nach, You always have to read it from a sefer. And Betona the Verbi Shmuel, Kos of Luchas Advor Melo, Elo Ata Kosev, only these things mean Torah Shabbateh, Torah Shabbateh, let her write down. Avul I Ata Kosev Halochis, but you're not allowed to write down Halochis. So here it's a question of Dini, how was he able to write down this Chiddush and send it to Bavel? You can't write down. So Marin says, Amri, I'll tell you, Dilma Milsa Chada Tishani, maybe a Chiddush, something new, Rashi says Chadosha, there's something new that maybe you are allowed to write down. That Rashi Shlohoye Yoid from the Taratz Abrai didn't know how to answer the Brice, and now you come out with a new Teretz, maybe this you're allowed to write down. Why? To Rabbi Yochanan of Rash Lakish, both Rabbi Yochanan of Rash Lakish, my name is Sifra Dagarata Beshabato. They used to learn a Sefer they had of Haggadahs, which Chur has Torah Shabbateh, it was written down in the Sefer. So the Chur, you see, they were allowed to write down Dvarim Shabbateh, Torah Shabbateh on the Sefer. And the reason is, they were afraid they would forget it. So something you're afraid you may forget, you have a right to write down. And that's this halacha that's for Dorshach, the Dashan Apostle, like this. The Apostle says, Eis Lassos Lashem Aferu Torah Secha. That certain times, you let it behave for a turn away from the Torah. Armor, they said like this, Mutiv, it's worth it, Tiyake Torah, the Oikiners, do not listen to this Joshua the Midashin of Ki Alpi Advorm, if you don't do it Papir, but it's Kedai to be Oikir that, and rather write down a certain Chedushim, via Tishtaka Torah Yisrael, the Torah should not be forgotten from Kla Yisrael. So in order that we should not forget Torah, that's the Heta to write down Torah Shabapir. That's Bechal, that's why this man is there. We have all the Gemara, we have all the Torah Shabapir written down, because if it wouldn't be written down, we would forget it. That's the Seta. Therefore also Rav Dimi felt that it was a tremendous Chiddush, he may forget it, he wants other people to learn it, so therefore he felt he was allowed to write it down. Papa says like this, Omer Papa, Hashd the Yarmon, now that you're telling me, Nisachem Aboyim Bifnei Yatzmon, Craven, Afilu Balaylo, or Nisachem that was not around Bishat the Shechitas of the Korban. So then you could even bring it at night time if you want, Nizdamnu Nisachem Balaylo. What's going to be if you first find Nisachem at night time? Magdisha Malaylo Makrivin. So you could do both at night time. It could be Makdishiden, and it could be Makrivin at night time also. That's Talocho. If you did not have the Mincha, the Nesachim around Beshasta Korbin, you could do both at night. You could be Makdishit and Makrivin at night time. Oh, Malay Rev Yosef. Pray the Rav Shemai, the Rav Popo. Tanya de Miselach, I'll bring you proof to what you're saying. It says like this, Zeh Klal, this is a general rule. That kol akor b'yom, anything that's supposed to be brought by daytime, ain't a kodesh elo b'yom. You can only make it the kedusha. You can be makdashit only at daytime. You can only be makdash a korban b'yom. For kol akor b'layla, anything that could be brought at nighttime. Like I say now, these menachis nesachim could be brought at nighttime. Is so then kiddush b'layla, the kedusha could also be at layla. That's like you're saying that not only could it be brought at nighttime, but then the kedusha also could be made at nighttime. And Omer Ravada Barav, you should know that the Alois HaShachar Paselis Bem, when it becomes in the morning, Alois HaShachar, that passes the Psulino. Because these things that have its Kedusha Saguf, to was Chal by night time, that's the Loch, you leave it overnight, but the next morning the Psulino becomes Pasul Kevorim, just like the pieces of meat of a Korban. Then it comes Psul, has a Psul Nicer, it's left overnight, it has a Psulino, becomes Nicer. The other Mor says, Kiyosti Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came, Omer Rabbi Yechon, said over the name of Rabbi Yechonon, Mishrim Rabbi Shimon ben Yoitzodek, that the Pasuk says, Eile tasu l'Hashem b'mayadechem, these are the things you should bring to Hashem the Kabonis on its Moyet. So it means like this, that Eilu Chayvois Habois Chayva Beregel, these are the Kabonis that are brought on Yomtif Chayva Seyem, like the letter bring on Yomtif itself. Rashi says, Chayva Seboyis Machmas Beregel Beregel Mishagoyin, Oilas Riyah Bechagigo Mesofim. Then the Apostle says, Lovad, excluding Minidrechem Ubenidvosechem, that these things you cannot bring on Yom Tif, is Limna comes to teach us, Al Nadorim and Adovus, Shekrevim Achol Shemoid, you're going to bring in Achol Moid, not on Yom Tif itself. Then the Apostle says, Ulolasechem, Ulashamechem, so what does the word Ulasechem mean? Is Bama Kosim Adav, what is the Apostle talking about? I be Erlas Neder, if it's talking about an Erlas Neder, Harek V'Oma, the Pasuk already said that an Erlas Neder, you cannot bring on Yom Tov, but rather on Chol HaMoed. So Gemara says, Nidrechem, vi be Erlas Neder, if it's talking about an Erlas Neder, bring for Nedova, Harek V'Oma, v'Nidvoy Seichem, it said already these two things cannot be brought on Yom Tov, only Chol HaMoed.
Ha'ena medavra, the pasuk is only talking about ela bi'olas yoledes ve'olas mitzayra. About a yoledes, she gives birth, she has a chiyuv to bring a korban olam, or the mitzayra. That the chiddush is, these things cannot be brought on Yom Tov on Chol HaMoed. As I would have thought, these things are a little bit yerachayv, they have a chayv to bring it, but since it's not a zman kvua to be brought on Yom Tov, therefore it's not toich a Yom Tov. Then the pasuk says, Ulemin chaseichem, is b'ma kosem medavra, what's the pasuk talking about? I b'minchas neder, you make a neder to bring a mincha, harek v'om, we had already a pasuk about you can't bring a neder on Yom Tov. I b'minchas nedavra, you made it for a present, harek v'om, also the pasuk said already you can't bring a minchas, no, you can't bring a nedavra on Yom Tov. For any medavra, the pasuk is not talking about, ela b'minchas soita, b'minchas kenois, a mincha should be a minchas choita, a minchas kenois. If you do a chet, the carbon is the oil of the yerid, and you can't afford to bring a behema, so you bring a mincha. Or else a mincha's kenoyis a saita. These things are bigger chayiv. I would have thought to say maybe the adaycha yamtiv, kamash for no, so the nataycha yamtiv. Then it says, ul nischehem, ul shamechem. So, makish, there's a hekish, like we had before, nisachem l'shlamim. The parashah of Nesachim to Korban Shlomim, that Mashlom, just like a Korban Shlomim b'yoyim, is brought by Yoyim, the Avoidis, is after Nesachim b'yoyim, what then the Nesachim should be brought by daytime. So when it says, Ule Shalmechim, is L'Rabbis Shalmei Nozir, that Nozir has to bring his Korban, has the same thing also, he cannot bring it on Yom Tov. Rashi says, because the Shalmei Nedava Reikvam is said already in the Vaseichim. Vimishamakesh, Lichtu just says Lushlamim. What's Lushalmeichim? Teacher sees in the Shalmei Nozir also cannot be brought on Yom Tov. Omulay Abaye, Abaye said back, Vlei Mama, why don't you say Shalmei Pesach? The apostle is talking about even the Shalmei Pesach. Rashi means Chagigas Yudalit. That on Yom Tov, on Erev Pesach, is also being a special Shalmei Chagigas Yudalit. Kishoy Sechabur Mubi, we have a lot of people. Nimnim ala Pesach, v'yayne sefek lem, hoyu mevi'en imoy shlomim. Let's say you're alive. All right, turn over, we'll continue on the other side.